Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. A Thursday night fire destroyed four Southside apartments in Independence County and threatened others. Around 8:30, a resident of Pebble Creek Apartments on Lumpkin Drive called 911 to report a fire in the garage of her apartment. Authorities say Monica Lynn Brashears had been home about 10 or 15 minutes when she smelled smoke. She told authorities she followed that smell to the garage, where all she could see when she opened the door was smoke. Southside Fire Chief Jeremy Logan said the fire spread quickly, and it was a good thing his department was on the scene quickly. He said the middle four apartments of Pebble Creek were destroyed by the blaze. Loggins noted that the four apartments were between firewalls, which helped keep the fire from spreading to the other apartments in the complex. Police noted that Brashears said while she was standing outside waiting for the fire department to arrive, she could hear what sounded like her car attempting to start. Chief Logan said 21 Southside firemen and eight or so from the Deschaux Fire Department brought the fire under control around 1:30 this morning. The chief also noted how quickly the Red Cross was on the scene helping those whose burned apartments had left them without shelter. Chief Logan said to his knowledge, no one was injured in the fire. Elsewhere in the news, Jackson County's former Republican Party chairman insists he's not a racist, but says he won't cut ties with a group that bills itself pro-white. John Castile said yesterday that he had belonged to the Council of Conservative Citizens for more than two decades. Arkansas Republican officials had called on Castile to quit the council. Instead, he quit the Republican Party leadership post this week. And the man convicted of killing a Little Rock television anchor woman won't be tried for a second time on that rape charge in Lee County. Prosecutors said yesterday that after jurors deadlocked on Wednesday and a mistrial was declared, the woman said she did not want to go through another trial. Curtis Lavelle Vance was charged in April 2008 after he became a suspect in the beating death of KATV morning show host Ann Presley. And that brings you right up to date. Gary B.